The fear of being swallowed up alive made me that I never slept in quiet, and yet the apprehension of lying abroad without any fence was almost equal to it. But still, when I looked about and saw how everything was put in order, how pleasantly concealed I was, and how safe from danger, it made me very loath to remove. In the meantime it occurred to me that it would require a vast deal of time for me to do this, and that I must be contented to venture where I was till I had formed a camp for myself and had secured it so as to remove to it. So with this resolution I composed myself for a time, and resolved that I would go to work with all speed to build me a wall with piles and cables, etc., in a circle as before, and set my tent up in it when it was finished, but that I would venture to stay where I was till it was finished and fit to remove. This was the 21st. April 22nd. The next morning I began to consider of means to put this resolve into execution, but I was at a great loss about my tools. I had 3 large axes and abundance of hatchets, for we carried the hatchets for traffic with the Indians. But with much chopping and cutting knotty, hard wood, they were all full of notches and dull, and though I had a grindstone, I could not turn it and grind my tools too. This cost me as much thought as a statesman would have bestowed upon a grand point of politics, or a judge upon the life and death of a man. At length I contrived a wheel with a string to turn it with my foot, that I might have both my hands at liberty. Note, I had never seen any such thing in England, or at least not to take notice how it was done, though since I have observed it is very common there. Besides that, my grindstone was very large and heavy. This machine cost me a full week's work to bring it to perfection. April 28th, 29th. These 2 whole days I took up in grinding my tools, my machine for turning my grindstone performing very well. April 30th. Having perceived my bread had been low a great while, now I took a survey of it, and reduced myself to 1 biscuit cake a day, which made my heart very heavy. May 1st. In the morning, looking towards the seaside, the tide being low, I saw something lie on the shore bigger than ordinary, and it looked like a cask. When I came to it, I found a small barrel and 2 or 3 pieces of the wreck of the ship, which were driven on shore by the late hurricane. And looking towards the wreck itself, I thought it seemed to lie higher out of the water than it used to do. I examined the barrel which was driven on shore, and soon found it was a barrel of gunpowder. But it had taken water, and the powder was caked as hard as a stone. However, I rolled it farther on shore for the present, and went on upon the sands as near as I could to the wreck of the ship, to look for more.